Do you still need 633?
Yeah.
Outside a downtown train station, Philippe Sion and Bolivar Asink are meeting for their second trade in less than a week.
I'm trying desperately to find 29, 299, you know, these guys. I think that's Ivory Coast.
Let me call this guy.
You're in contact with half of the Bay Area about trading stickers for the World Cup.
Sion and Asink, who goes by the nickname Bolo, found each other on the internet through Craigslist, looking for trading partners. The goal is to fill up a special album with 640 numbered stickers, one for every player on every team. A pack of seven costs about $1. People end up with lots of duplicates, so Sion perks up when Bolo guides another Craigslist user their way from his cell phone.
He's another trader.
Are you Philippe?
Yes.
Yeah. I'm Jan. I'm supposed to meet you.
Oh, you're supposed to meet me. Yeah. How are you?
Good.
It's all getting everybody done. Knows me.
Very small world.
Jan Petrowski, dressed like the finance executive that he is, quickly opens his bag to pull out a stack of stickers the size of a deck of playing cards. He peels off a few for Sion.
So Jan just gave me 24, 410, 457. I'm giving you 49.60, 488.
Cool.
And
awesome.
You get a
free
envelope.
Got them in envelopes, too.
It's full service.
This is amazing.
The Italian-made sticker albums have been an international sensation for decades. Swiss-born Sion completed his first one in 1982. Bolo knows them from Ecuador.
It makes me, you know, like I'm thinking my young years. My young years, and I was like, okay, so meeting good people, and that's a great thing about him.
Both say this is the first time they've seen any sign of the albums in the U.S.
So you need 360, 134.
Sion met Dan Kupsko at a coffee shop earlier in the week.
I have 199.
We'll Kupsko discovered the albums while he was traveling around Mexico last month. When he returned home, he took to Craigslist.
Yesterday was the first day that I had a post, and in the last 24 hours, probably gotten 150 stickers or something. It's been insane.
Sion agrees.
Today, somebody traded two stickers with me, literally in the driveway of a hotel. That person didn't even get out of his car. We just traded very quickly through the window and said, "The only one I'm missing is 149. Can you help me, please? You know, spread the word."
How much time do you think you've put into this?
That's a very bad question.
Outside the Powell Street train station, Bolo gives his new friends a quick hug and thump on the back before heading off to his restaurant job.
All right, I gotta go work. Okay. Great meeting you.
Yeah.
Believe me, Ecuador's gonna be Switzerland. So,
before the match takes place.
Philippe Sion marvels at the connections he's making.
You know, we are entering in a very, very, for a very short period into people's lives and people's passion, and you know, we just cross each other, and in the middle there are a few stickers.
There's a chance they could connect again when the stickers come out for the 2018 World Cup in Russia.
Well, good luck to you.
Yeah, thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right, take care.
Absolutely.
We'll go from there.
For VOA, I'm Rachel Dornhelm in San Francisco.